This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 21st. God's word for you today is by wind. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 114, verse 3, 5, and 7. And it says, "The Red Sea saw them coming and hurried out of their way. The water of the Jordan River turned away. What's wrong, Red Sea, that made you hurry out of their way? What happened, Jordan River, that you turned away? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord." Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22 says, "The Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. These allowed them to travel by day or by night. And the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or pillar of fire from its place in front of the people. Our God is the God who goes over and beyond to deliver his own. As though the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud as an innovative solution in an impossible situation was not enough, God still gave his people the added advantage of direction. The pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day also gave them direction and timing. You cannot separate timing from protection. The children of Israel knew when to move and when to stop. You cannot separate direction from protection. A lot of people get into trouble because they are out of timing. They sit when they are supposed to be walking, or they are walking when they are supposed to be sitting. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone whose life can be summed up as clumsy, heaven sets you straight now in the mighty name of Jesus. You will sit when you should sit, and you will stand when you should stand. You will walk when you should walk in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be carried on eagle's wings." The second example of God leveraging and using innovative energy to transform impossible situations into a testimony for his people is Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to 29. Please read. The problem here is they were caught between what you call the devil and the deep sea. Pharaoh and his host behind them, the Red Sea before them. They could not go back into the sword of the enemy, and they could not go forward to be drowned in the Red Sea. Even if all of them could swim, can they swim the whole stretch of the Red Sea? We are talking about 2 million people, including women and children, and they were carrying gold, the wealth of Egypt. Gold will sink. It looked like an impossible situation. So what did God do? God solved it with an innovative solution by taking what already existed, called wind, and called it from the east. God called the east wind and said, "Part this sea before my children," and the sea parted into two. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone that is caught between the devil and the deep sea, the east wind of God will part the sea before you in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a little expo here, and the expo is, if you find yourself in a situation where the way forward and the way backward seem blocked, are you ready for the expo? The only way to go is forward. Let us pray. Father, by the four winds of the earth, make a way for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.